told you the story before. Was a woman, had been sick for a long time. The doctor said, we have done all we could. There's nothing more anything but anybody could do for you. Go home and die. She told the children, I have heard the doctor's report. Take me to the church. The children told her, Mama, today is not a service day. The pastor will not be in the church. She said to them, who told you I'm looking for the pastor? Take me to the church. If I can just get in there, I know God does not travel. He's there all the time. Take me there. They took him to the church at the headquarters in Ebute Metta. She said, carry me so I can touch one of the pillars. They carried her. As she touched the pillar, the power of the Almighty God hit her, and she became completely whole. Stand on your feet. Lift your voice to the Almighty God loud and clear and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command every sickness, every disease, every ache, every pain in my body disappear now. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Mountain of sickness, move now. Mountain of disease, move now. I don't care what the doctors have said. Move now. Move now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness, every disease in my body, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. Move now. Move now. My God has cured the incurable before. He does not change. What he has done for others, he will do for me. Sickness, disease, move now. Move now. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. Move now. Thank you, Jesus. Move now, move now, now, not tomorrow, right now. Sickness, disease, pain, ache, get out of my system now. Get out now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Please, I appeal to you in the name that's above every other name. Expect your healing before the service is over. Please be seated. And suppose your problem is not even sickness or disease. Suppose your mountain is poverty. And don't forget that the Bible says poverty is a destroyer. We said the destruction of the poor is their poverty. We've had stories of people who died in hospitals because the doctors would not treat them because they don't have enough money to pay deposit. Poverty is a destroyer. Tonight, you need to address the issue of poverty in your family. You are going to tell poverty, "My God is the all-sufficient one." Genesis 17, verse 1. Genesis 17, verse 1. Tell poverty, "The God I serve," according to Psalm 24, verse 1. Psalm 24, verse 1. "He owns the earth and the fullness thereof." Tell poverty, "The God I serve says, silver is mine, gold is mine." Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. Tell poverty that "My God says," in Psalm 50, verse 10, "that the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to Him." Tell poverty that in 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, "My God had intervened in the life of a widow who had only one meal left and turned the tide for her." Tell poverty, "It is written, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Tell poverty, "God said, I'm not only to be healthy, I'm to be prosperous." This morning I went on my usual visiting round. I got to the children's section. I had a mixture of joy and sorrow because I saw children, teenagers, numbering almost 1 million. And I saw that because we didn't know they would come, so many of them would come, we didn't even have enough chairs And some of my children were sitting on the floor. Even if I had known, so many of them would be coming. I don't have the money to do it. One of the things I'm going to pray about tonight is that poverty is going to leave me alone. You don't know the meaning of poverty until you find yourself in a tight corner. And it takes only God to bail you out. I'm not going to begin to tell you stories. You know a lot. There was a time here on this campground, and my wife and I couldn't go to Lagos because we didn't have 2 naira to pay the toll fee. There'll be moments on this campground that we didn't even know where ordinary meat will come from. I want you to stand on your feet. With every anger that is in you, and decree and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, poverty, get out of my family. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Mountain of poverty, move out of my family. 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 The mighty name of Jesus. Poverty, you must move out of my family. You must move out of my family. Move out of my family. I refuse to tolerate poverty a day longer. Poverty, you must move out of my family. Must move. You must move out of your church. Poverty, you must move out of your church. You must move out. Must move. You must move. Poverty, you must leave us alone. You must leave your children alone. Thank you, Father. Poverty, you must leave us alone. You must leave us alone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. From tonight onward, everything your heart desires to do for God, you will have more than sufficient to do them. Please be seated. But maybe your mountain is not sickness. Your mountain is not money or poverty. Maybe you are so wealthy now that your problem is you don't even know how to spend the money. Maybe your mountain is demonic oppression. Because you could be healthy physically. You could be wealthy materially. And you might be a slave to fear. You might be somebody like I mentioned earlier, I think maybe during the convention or during the ministers' conference, a very wealthy man. He will finish eating on his table and then look around to be sure nobody is watching and go to the dustbin to go and eat before he could feel satisfied because a demon was in him. Or you could be that, like that wealthy man I've told you before, who has so much money that by the time he died, in faraway Australia, he had in the bank there $256 million. Not to talk of Switzerland, America, UK, etc., etc. But anytime he closes his eyes to sleep, he will see dead people tormenting him. So he had money, but he couldn't sleep. If you are under demonic oppression, in the name that's above every other name, you are going to be free tonight. Because you are going to tell those demons about your God. Tell those witches, those wizards, those demons that your God is the Almighty. Psalm 91 verse 1. Psalm 91 verse 1 is not just the Almighty, it's the Most High. Tell the demon. Exodus 15 verse 3. Exodus 15 verse 3 says, my God is a man of war. He knows how to fight. Tell the demons that according to Psalm 24 from verse 7 to 10, Psalm 24 from verse 7 to 10, that your God is mighty in battle, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts himself. Tell the demons that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Philippians 2, verse 9 to 11. Tell the demons, all my God needs to do is speak, and demons flee. According to Mark chapter 5, verse 2 to 15. And then tell the demon that he has given me authority to cast you out, demon, according to Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Mark 16, verse 17. Tell the demon, on this holy mountain, I'm going to be free tonight. So many of you remember the story of a young bank manager somewhere in this state who just ran mad. I mean, he became completely mad, violently mad. Took four hefty policemen to capture him. They chained his hands, they chained his feet. And they were taking him to our hospital. But somehow God left a window of sanity. And he said to the policemen who are taking her to the hospital, taking him to the hospital, he said, "Please, don't take me to the hospital. Take me to Redemption Camp. If I get to the hospital, they will load me full of drugs. I will become like vegetable, but I won't be free. Just bring me to Redemption Camp." And they brought him. And he said, "Please, I just want my feet to touch the ground." And I said to the policeman, he said, "Let me touch the ground." They said, "No. Pray for him in the vehicle." I said, no. He said, "Let my feet touch this ground." That's what he said. He said, "Sir, if we lose him, we will hold you responsible." I said, "Yes, sir. I accept responsibility. Unchain him." They unchained him. He stepped out of the vehicle. As his feet touched the ground, he became completely normal.